If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. Let me read what Samuel L. Jackson wrote. In my lifetime, I've understood diet played a big role in the quality of my life. So I ate what I considered to be good for me. From childhood, the litany of eat your vegetables was drummed into me. Naturally, me being Southern, there was always meat served with those veggies. And most time it was used to flavor them. 64 years later, I met the Esselstyns, and they say, eat your vegetables, but eat them raw, cooked with no oil. What? But I tried it. It's truly amazing what the things I already liked really tasted like. Even more amazing, the number of plant-based creations that are possible. I won't go into the gigantic health benefits that came my way as a result of my decision to go plant-based. But I will say that 30 lost pounds and an infinite number of compliments later, I'm more than happy. I hope you'll treat yourself to one of these recipes and just open that door. I guarantee you won't close it. That's Samuel L. Jackson, the actor who obviously got exposed to the Esselstyns. The Dr. Esselstyn, who works here at the Cleveland Clinic, wrote the book on prevent and reverse heart disease. This is how you implement it. So it's pretty easy to understand that if you go to a plant-based diet without oil, as Essie says, nothing with a face or a mother, you might get healthier. In fact, there's pretty darn good data that if you stick with that, you will get healthier. But the big question is, how do you do that and still enjoy your food? This cookbook answers that. The Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook, over 125 delicious, life-saving, plant-based recipes. And we have both authors, Ann Cryle Esselstyn and Jane Esselstyn, her daughter, with us today. So it's from the family of the Esselstyns. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Hey, we have another thing to add about Sam Jackson. You know, he wrote a little bit more in that quote, and we wanted to share it with you. You know how if you ever watch television, you probably have seen him on the Capital One commercial saying, "What's in your wallet?" But what he wrote at the end of this blurb he offered for us was, "What's in your stomach?" And they decided they couldn't hijack Capital One's campaign, so they had to eliminate that part of the quote. But we loved it. Because he's
actually
got plants in his
it.
Stomach.
What's in your stomach?
Yeah.
So we have a question from someone who on the email line, actually her name is Jane too. So Jane, maybe you should answer this one, but worst comes to worst, I'll take it actually. But
now Mike.
Jane, this is for you really. It says, I've been on a relatively heart healthy diet, only eating salmon, olive oil, and a few other things, but I'm starting to have chest pain. Will this diet help me, and how easy is it to stay on it?
Well, absolutely will help her. I mean, she keeps, as my dad would say, she keeps punishing her endothelial cells with the cholesterol and the fat from the salmon, as well as the olive oil and any other oil she's adding in her diet. My dad often says, I don't have a 90% diet or 75% diet or a relatively healthy heart-healthy diet. It doesn't work. If people are having angina, as you would, I think you would totally agree, they really have to commit to going plant-based, give it a go for, you know, 4 weeks, then 8 weeks, 12 weeks, see how you feel, and you will, you'll be amazed.
It's totally mad. This is Ann now. It's totally magic what...
Actually, the most interesting thing is you two sound so much alike,
well,
I never will be able to tell who's speaking.
And I'm Jane Jane.
It is magic what happens when you really do this program 100%. If you have angina, it will go away.
Now, you've got 125...
Definitely, get rid of that oil.
Thank you for the question, Jane.
Now, you've got 125 different recipes here. Why so many? I guess, and do they all taste great? Are they easy to cook? How long should you plan on cooking when you're cooking this? Can you get them from a restaurant? What do you do with a restaurant?
Now, Mike, you are a cook. I know you're a cook, and everything varies. We've got really simple things to things that take a little longer, but nothing really complicated because neither of us are, so to speak, fancy chefs. We're just cooks.
We make good food and food that we can eat, that sustain us. We have got kids, my parents' grandchildren, and they're all athletes. And my daughter's just won states in the Tour de IM as a freshman. And my son is 6'4". These people, they grow, they have energy, they have joy. It's going to feed you. We actually had 300 recipes, to tell you the truth, for this book. And we had to get it down to 125, but we said no. We have it at 140, and we can't go any fewer because we love them all, and we've got to get them out there.
So the
wow, that's great.
Now, one of the things that you told me early on is I said I like to sauté vegetables. What do I do instead? And you said just add water. Tell the audience what you mean by that.
Any liquid works. Forget the oil. Get rid of the oil. It's not in your cupboard, so you're desperate. What can you use? Any liquid. You can use water. You can use wine. You can use beer. You can use vinegar. You can use vegetable broth. You can buy those vegetable broths. You could use vinegar. Anything that is a liquid, and you don't want to steam. You want to just put bits of liquid in. It's amazing drops. It's amazing that things like onions are filled with water, and they cook by themselves.
Let me just add, this is Jane now, that oftentimes if you're the vegetable you're starting to cook with in your pan, let's say it's an onion, and we talk about how to caramelize onions and mushrooms, you put them in a pan just with heat. So when you say sautéing, I kind of want to know what you mean. Do you mean cooking the vegetables slightly? Do you mean just cooking them through and through? People, it varies because sautéing often means like putting this layer of chapstick. Oil around your vegetables. we're not doing that. It's just the essence of the vegetables comes out itself. The onions release their fluid. The mushrooms release their fluids. Peppers release their fluids. And you often don't need to add much at all. If you're finding you have to add a lot, turn the heat down a little bit so your vegetables cook and they're not sort of browning too much. Add a little bit of fluid, it lifts the browning out of the pan, and it caramelizes your vegetables. But oftentimes you don't even use anything, just heat.
Is there too much sugar in the diet then? If you caramelize, isn't that getting sugar? So we have another question.
Caramelize, do you know what that word means in the cooking? There's no sugar added. It's the natural sugar from Mother Nature who got it right.
So when I use the word sauté, sauté is from the French to move quickly. So what sautéing is really putting something in a fry pan, if you will, or a grill pan, and moving that quick enough so it doesn't burn but gets heated well enough. And I used to use, before I talked to you guys, a little olive oil with it. So you can do this without olive oil, with just a little water.
Look at page 27.
Literally
if
drops
you have
of water,
of you. Yeah.
and you build a strong right or left arm as you move the pan, the grill or fry pan quickly over the burner.
Yeah, well, and page 27 is the recipe for sautéed onions, and it really is turn on the pan till it's high heat, so hot that a drop of water when you put it in the pan does not dissolve, but it beads around like a pearl. Then it's ready. Put your onions in, and they just go bing, and they cook right away. And you slowly decrease the heat when your onions are browning, cooking, as you like. And there you go. So you're moving.
When we come back, When we come back, I'm going to ask you about your favorite recipes, why they are your favorite, and what recipe you think people will like most to try first. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with the authors of the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook, over 125 delicious, life-saving plant-based recipes by the Esselstyns. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants. They destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.